Hey, welcome to Intentional Living today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We live in a crazy time, don't we? Much division in our world, in our culture, within communities, maybe even in your own home. Maybe you've been praying for your spouse, for your children, that you all could be on the same page when it comes to your view and relationship with God, and so far, nothing. Maybe you're just feeling very alone. We live in a time of great loneliness. And if you're lonely in your faith at home, you feel it, not being on the same same page. In fact, when you look at the word division, it comes from the idea of a divided vision. Well, welcome to the Intentional Living Center today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We're doing something cool this half hour, a little different than we normally do. We've invited pastor, author, teacher Will Davis Jr. to join me. And together, we're going to kind of unpack what does it mean in terms of when you feel alone, maybe you're not on the same page, you want something better spiritually in your home, and where do you turn? Maybe your kids aren't there or your spouse isn't there. Also, if you're praying and waiting on someone in your family, maybe your children in particular, turn back to their faith, Christian music artist Zach Williams has a personal story. He's going to be joining us a little bit later as well. All right, the phone lines are open. You're welcome to come on in and join Will and myself today at 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. Love to have you join us today live. We got Will Davis on the line from his home in Austin, Texas. Beautiful Austin. Will, welcome to Intentional Living.
Hello, Randy. Thanks for having me. I'm a fan. You guys have a great ministry. And Austin is, by the way, Austin's awesome. I love my city.
Yeah, it is. Great city. Glad that you could join us today. We wanted you to be here, Will, because you've written a lot on relationships, in particular the power of prayer. And I think prayer is going to be a theme throughout this time. But we got some callers standing by and others that want to join in. They love someone, they care for someone, but they're just not on the same page. And the scripture says, how can two walk together unless they be in agreement? And, you know, as a pastor, how do you been counseling people, even your own church? They love their spouse or their kids, and frankly, they're just in a divided home when it comes spiritually.
It's a great question, and it's a great topic, and it's not one that has any easy. There are great answers, biblical answers, but there are no easy ones, because when you're involved relationally, your heart's involved, your emotions are involved, you care, and sometimes you get hurt, because If you love Jesus and you love somebody who doesn't love Jesus, that's a heart wrencher. So, and we see this all the time. I mean, like every day I deal with families who are divided. I loved your definition of division, a divided vision. Mm-hmm. We talk a lot about prayer. We talk a lot about patience. We talk a lot about not preaching or not judging. We talk a lot about grace. We talk a lot about serving the spouse or the loved one. I'm back to the first one. We talk a lot about patience because it's usually a process. We warn them that things might get worse. But if you start praying for someone, things might get worse before they get better, because conviction will follow prayer, and conviction makes people grumpy. And so we often warn them, look, you know, just be ready for this to be, it may take a while and it may get a little rough, but we also give a lot of promises because God loves to change hearts.
Yeah,
and I've seen countless examples, as have you, I know, of this stuff working. So your people, they're going to call today, have a lot to be encouraged and hopeful for.
Maybe you're wrestling, maybe in your own home, you have a spouse, or maybe you have a brother or sister or a child that you're just not on the same page spiritually and you want to join in, it'll help. We'd love to talk to you to help you, encourage you to be intentional in this challenge in your life. The phone line is open to you at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. And Michelle is on the line in New Mexico. Michelle, what's your question for me today?
So I am married to a man who was raised, I guess, different than myself and most people that I know. They're raised, if you take medicine, you don't go to heaven because you're not putting your faith in God. So they're all born at home. He's never taken a Tylenol, just things like that. It's just hard.
Yeah, so he has a different interpretation or different view of Scripture and his relationship with God than you do.
Yeah.
And so when you get to the talking about Scripture, it's hard because you're not going to interpret it or apply it in the same way in your life.
Exactly.
How is it affecting you in your marriage?
I just try to keep the peace, but I want for my family and my kids just to have a strong man ahead of our house.
And you don't picture him doing that, or when he does, it's just that you don't agree with what he's doing or how he's doing it.
He cusses a lot, and there's just a lot he drinks, and of course I knew this stuff before I married him, and I just pray and I just hope that God will change him, I guess.
So before you saw this, you knew this, so when you got married, you assumed things would be different.
It's not that I assumed it would be different, I was just praying and I still haven't given up faith that it will change. It's just, he doesn't attend church, he doesn't do anything, but he has such strong belief.
Okay. Well, Michelle, I appreciate your call today. And Will, I mean, I think Michelle represents many stories today. Getting into a marriage, assuming certain things, maybe even, she said, didn't expect, but there's a certain element of expectation involved, and the spouse isn't, they're just on different pages. What are some specific things that you have counseled with people over the years as a pastor and writer and author when it comes to getting on the same page when you're not spiritually?
I tell you, her story pulled to my heart. I could hear the pain in her voice. A couple things. Honor is a big deal in marriage. And we're supposed to honor our spouses even if we're not in agreement with them. And I'm not in any way implying that Michelle is not honoring her husband. But if you're married to someone who is not walking with Christ, they need to know that you still love them and that you are not disappointed in them. And sometimes couples get a bait and switch. I've seen many times, and a guy says, yeah, I love God, I'll be Christian in the marriage. They get in the marriage, and the guy changes his mind. You still have to honor him. And it doesn't mean obey him. It doesn't mean do everything that he says. It doesn't mean submit to difficult abuse or things like that. But he's got to know that you love him, you're his biggest fan, and you're proud of him, even though you don't align spiritually. And honoring can do a lot to disarm someone. If a guy's walking around feeling judged all the time because he's not where his wife is spiritually, it's going to just emasculate him and beat him up. The second thing, and Michelle mentioned it, obviously, is prayer. And what I would do, I did this for my wife, and I'll be glad to share the story at some point, but I would recommend finding verses in the Bible that describe what you want to be true about your spouse or any situation for that matter. And I'd pray the word. There are plenty of verses about mighty men and wonderful men and godly men, humble men, spiritual leading men. And Michelle can bombard heaven with those verses. And it's a whole lot more effective than just saying, hey, God, go get my husband. He's driving me crazy. That's not perhaps the most effective way to pray. And if she'll pinpoint prayer, if she'll pray the word to God, that is transformational for her. It'll change her heart toward her husband. But more importantly, it's transformational for him. It works.
Yeah, those are powerful. Honor and prayer.
Yeah.
I think many times those of us that have a passion for and concern for someone in our family, someone that we love that's outside the faith, someone who is going through a tough time in their life, maybe struggling spiritually, it's easy to come across, not intending to, but come across as though we're the Holy Spirit. When we're not, that's not our role. And the idea that we're going to honor you, love you, respect you, even though where you are spiritually hurts us, it hurts our heart, is difficult for some of us, but it's important. I think what Will is sharing is something that's very intentional. We talk about doing the next right one thing here. And Will has just given us a couple one things that we can do to honor and then pray, and I'd love to hear that story coming up in a moment. If you just tuned in, Will Davis Jr., pastor and author and speaker of many books. And by the way, if you want to know more about Will and his ministry, you can check it out at our website at theintentionallife.com on our highlights page. We invited Will to join us today to help us as we walk through this process of how to intentionally love and minister to someone in our family. Maybe you have someone you're really concerned about. You want to share, get some help today. The phone line is open to you. We got some calls we'll get to in a moment. 888-888-1717 is the number. We'll have more from Intentional Living in a minute.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
First Peter 5:7 says, cast all your care on him, for he cares for you. That's a declutter verse, isn't it? The scripture's saying our lives can be cluttered with care and worry and problems. And the scripture says, take that stuff and place it upon him. That's decluttering your life.
Hey, for members only this month, a reminder, the topic that on the CD that's been sent to you is on this. In fact, you should have it a couple weeks ago on the topic of declutter your life. And when you think of that, you think of your garage, probably, or your basement, or your storage room, or your office. But the clutter that we get is often spiritual. It's relational. It involves things that are much deeper, maybe never seen by anyone else. So I'd love your feedback on the teaching of declutter your life. By the way, last time, really, today, tomorrow, as we're wrapping up October, to make this available to new members. If you join us today online or call, we'll make sure that you get the teaching starting right now for this month, and then the one for next month coming up on the power of yes and the power of no, two one-syllable words that can be life-changing as well. That's coming up for November. Also, this month, when you share your best gift, whatever it is, and you ask for the number one resource from our parenting catalog, Raising Responsible Adults, both the book and study guide, the combo is our gift to you. When you call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, that's 888-888-1717, or you can go online to theintentionallife.com anytime and click donate. So thank you in advance for becoming a member of Intentional Living. Today, we're talking about a deep, personal, hurtful area for many families. You have someone that you care for deeply. If you're a believer and you know someone in your family who isn't or struggling with their faith, you might feel spiritually alone, maybe not on the same page, especially in marriage, or you see a child that's going in a different direction. Boy, that can be very painful, can it? In fact, we're going to hear a little bit coming up here. Artist Zach Williams, share a personal story. We'll get to that in a couple minutes. Today, joining me from his home in Austin, Texas, is Pastor Will Davis, Jr. He's an author, a speaker, pastor, and a graduate from Baylor University, the Baylor Bears. Yeah, thank you for joining us today, Will, to be a part of the program. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thrilled to be here. Sick 'em Bears.
There we go. Indeed. How are they doing? How are they doing this year? I haven't even been keeping track.
We're not talking about
that. Oh, okay. All right.
Let's move on.
Well, in fact,
doing fine. Thank you.
Let's only go up. That's the good news. All right. Hey, you know, Jackie called from California, couldn't get the call live on the air, but she left her story on our comment line, how she's facing this in her life. Take a listen.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Jackie Muthard. My son led me back to the Lord. And how more exciting than that? I had drifted away hardly before I even realized it. And a few months or years went by, a couple of years, and he started going back to church, and he just persisted and persisted. Mom, you've got to come. Mom, you've got to come. And I said, yes, honey, I am going to come. Trust me. And actually, he just pretty much beat me down. Thank goodness he didn't give up. And so I said, okay, let's go. So we went to church, and I walked down the aisle. I sat down, and I have never left. So I felt like I was the prodigal, and my son brought me back. What a blessing. Thank you, Lord, and thank you for your show.
Wow, thank you, Jackie. That's fantastic. You know, when I hear that, Will, I'm thinking we need to be persistent, but there's a difference between persistence and being a nag. You know, Well, give us some good intentional ideas on being persistent without being a pain in the neck.
I'm thinking that he probably got away with some stuff because he was her son.
Well, that's true.
A mother's heart was very tender toward her. What a great story, though. So I sat in my church a couple of weeks ago and watched a young lady sing, lead worship on our stage with her husband on the front row holding two or three of their kids in his arms. They've got a bunch of 4 and 5 year old kids. And that is an example of what you're asking about, because her husband for years has been a very angry, very out of touch, non-spiritual, distant guy. And I watched this woman come to church alone for years, and then bring her kids and teach them how to take communion and sit in the front row with kids everywhere. No husband. She prayed. She invited him to church. He would always say no. She never pushed. She never preached. And about a year ago, this guy turned dramatic. Okay, I think I'll go. And now, so fast forward a year later, after he's been coming consistently, he's in the front row holding their kids, watching her lead worship. So, you know, she was patient. She stayed true to God. She didn't punt. She prayed like crazy, and she gave him room. It took time. And she didn't preach. She didn't beat him on the head. She didn't leave him. Now she stayed with him. And I'm looking now at this major miracle going, that's what prayer and persistence will do.
Powerful. Let's get some calls on here. Yeah. We have Barbara, who's called us from California with a question. Comment. Barbara, go right ahead.
Hi, Dr. Randy.
Hi.
Listening to your program today, I just wanted to comment on the great wisdom of God's teaching regarding being yoked with an unbeliever. And my husband passed away after 51 years of marriage, and I was a believer for the last 3 years. And when he passed, it was, of course, very sad. And I had been grieving for a while and was grieving, I think, in a much more painful way because I knew he was not a believer, and troubled about what his fate would be.
So you live 48, 49 years together. Neither of you were a believer. You became a believer. Your husband's passed away.
Yes.
And struggling with that reality.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I received good counseling on that subject from a Focus on the Family counselor. And she said that troubling feeling that I had about his fate was really God's realm, and that I should take that burden off my back and just pray for him, which I always do. And I became more peaceful about it at that point because I was really upset.
You know, thank you, Barbara. And I can imagine you're upset. And Will, I know you've written a lot on the power of prayer, and people are rightfully concerned for the spiritual destiny of their loved ones. And when you know someone's not following Christ, they're not a follower of Christ, and they pass into eternity, it's painful. But where does prayer fit into this process so we don't bear the burden of something we can't bear ourselves anyway?
The great question, and Barbara, I really appreciate you calling. The fundamental basis of faith is that God is good. And those matters of eternity and mystery and what appears to be hopelessness, I always go back to God is good. I am not responsible. I can't own the salvation of my unbelieving friends. I can't own their response to God. I can own that I'm going to do everything I can to get them in the kingdom. I can own my role in being that, you know, loving agitator to point them to Christ. But they got to stand before God as I will, and give an account for who they are and how they stewarded what he's given them, most importantly, his son. So we need to own the appropriate role of being representatives of Christ, but we're not saviors. Right. We're not little Jesuses, and we didn't die on a cross for anybody. And I think it's a great relief for people like Barbara. And I don't want to skip over the fact, yay God, she came to Christ.
That's right.
I mean, in her life at that point, after 50 years of marriage, somebody got to her and she found Jesus. I don't want to skip that in this conversation. That's huge. It needs to be celebrated.
It does. Will Davis is joining me today from Austin, Texas. Pastor Davis has written so many books, helpful on prayer. By the way, information about him is on our website at theintentionallife.com. We're talking about some painful things, but hopefully bringing them into sharp focus for you. And coming up in a moment, I'm going to have Christian music artist Zach Williams address to parents who are waiting for their kids to turn to Christ. And we're going to get to that, so stay tuned.
Terry, just saw your status and thought I'd pass this on to you. Sounded like you could use a little encouragement today. Call me when you get a chance.
Encouraging others and living intentionally can be a real challenge. When you click like at our Facebook page, we hope you'll be encouraged to lead an intentional life every day. Share a kind word, comment on wall posts, and like Terry's friend, encourage one of your friends to become part of something great. Search for Intentional Living at Facebook. Click like and then pass the word on to someone you care about. Find Intentional Living on Facebook today.
This mom says, this is what I hear from my 15-year-old son. Mom, you're being annoying.
Parenting is never easy.
My answer is be more annoying.
Intentional Living's Dr. Randy Carlson.
You're acknowledging the powerful behavior of your son, but you're not buying into it. And there's a consequence for it.
Teaching like that will make a difference around the house. And today, that teaching can be in the house.
Thank you so much, Dr. Randy, for the information that you give us from God's perspective.
Incredible savings are yours right now at theintentionallife.com. DVDs, books, small group studies, and even the Intentional Word Chronological Bible. It's all on sale now. This is your opportunity to find Christmas gifts that will help you and your family. The Intentional Word Chronological Bible is just $14.99. And for only $7.99, get Dr. Randy Carlson's two-session Parents Night Out DVD.
I appreciate everything you guys do. It's truly helping me.
Go to theintentionallife.com.
You know, we're doing this because we know the resources are life-changing, and we're trying to get them out the door at the price that we can cover to get to you, with all the proceeds going back into the ministry. All right? Everything's going back to further the mission that God has given us through the Intentional Living Center. And that's why we're here. Today we're talking about when you feel alone, not on the same page spiritually in your home. We're going to leave the phone lines open to you at 888-888-1717. Before we get back to Tara, hang on. I'll get to your call in a moment. Zach Williams, Christian music artist, is on the line. Zach, what do you say to parents who are waiting on their kids to turn to Christ?
Well, I would say, I can just say what I've seen my parents do. You know, they stayed faithful in their belief in God. They were constant prayer warriors for me and my wife. Even though they knew we weren't living a Christian life, they never judged us. They always accepted us. They showed us love just like Christ showed us. And I'm sure there were times in their life where they felt like they failed and they questioned, you know, if they were doing the right thing or why is this happening when we've dedicated our life to the Lord. But I just know through their prayer for myself, that I think was what kept me rooted, and eventually, you know, I found my way back to the Lord, you know, and I think it was having that instilled in me at an early age ultimately changed my life.
Thank you, Zach. Zach Williams, Christian recording artist. Good thoughts. Very helpful. Very practical. Will Davis is on the line with me as well. Time for one more call here. Will, Tara's calling from Arizona. Tara, go ahead.
Hi. My husband and I are not on the same page regarding tithing.
Uh-huh.
And that being kind of a double whammy because it involves both faith and finances, I'm curious if there's any advice on how to either meet in the middle or...
Now, when you say you don't agree, you mm-hmm. want to tithe and your husband doesn't?
Correct.
And
altogether. One polar opposite.
Are you in agreement about your faith? Are you in church together and that kind of thing?
He will attend church with me, but we're definitely on different levels.
Okay.
So if I have decided to become a member of the church
mm-hmm.
without waiting on him. And so that's where kind of the rubber hits the road.
All right. Very, very practical question. There you go, Will. They're different pages. I mean, not only different pages, but different levels, as she said. How does Tara approach that?
It's a great question, Tara. I appreciate you calling. Very humbly, I think she should try, like we talked about earlier, to honor her husband.
Right.
And if he is not, you don't want to tie behind his back or go around him. You want to honor him. And if he's not there yet, I wouldn't feel guilty about not pushing that. If you have an income of your own and he says you can tithe off your income, we have a lot of ladies in our church that do this. They have separate income. They work. And they say, can I give out of my income? And most of the men are agreeable to that. But I don't think you should give without his blessing. I think you need to honor your husband, pray for his heart to change, and give it time. And I think over time, he will. I'm glad you're going to church, but don't let that be something that divides you. He still needs to know you, like I've talked about a lot in this interview, that you've got his back and you're proud of him. He doesn't need to feel like Jesus has stolen you from him.
Mm-hmm.
And so try to work carefully honoring your Lord Jesus and also honoring your husband. I wouldn't worry about tithing until his heart warms up to it.
I agree. And that we've counseled that over the years. God doesn't need our money.
Yeah.
He's really talking about our faithfulness. He knows your heart. He understands your heart. And there's a lot of things at play here. But right now, what's most important is the respect and honor that you're giving to your husband and time and prayer. And let God do his work. All right, Tara, appreciate it. Hey, Will, we're out of time for the live program here, but we're going to continue. We're going to just stay in the studio. And I just want to open the phone lines right now again to everyone. If you have a question, a comment, something you've heard, maybe you're wrestling with this issue and not feeling like you're on the same page spiritually in your home, maybe you have a perspective you want to add, give us a call. The lines are open at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. And Will and I will be back for that and record, and we'll share that down the road a little bit. So, Will, thanks for joining us live here today. Appreciate it, my friend.
I'm proud to be here. Thank you, sir.
All right, hang on. We'll get to the recording in a moment. Will Davis Jr., he's a pastor. He's an author. He's got a lot of books. This guy writes a lot and very helpful books on prayer and other topics that'll be very helpful to you. And if you'd like to know more about his resources and his ministry, go to our website at theintentionallife.com. Click on the broadcast highlights. It'll be there for you. We'll be back again tomorrow, next time, with more intentional living from our center here. We'll see you then.